Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps, ladies and gentlemen. I want to give you a quick update on Orking Mining. ASX code is AKN. Joining me today is Paul Williams. He's the CEO. They've just had some really impressive assay results back from their Anedon project, which is over at Coongie Park in WA. We're talking all things copper, zinc, and a couple of other metals, but copper and zinc, big standouts here. Paul, great to see you. Welcome back to Small Caps.
Hi, Kerry. Good to be back again. Thanks for joining.
Let's talk about these assay results from Anedon and what it's showing you and why you got in touch with me and said, Kerry, we've got to let your audience know about these results.
Yeah, so this is one of our project focuses, the Anedon deposit, Kerry, and we've got the results back from a drilling program late last year. Across the seven holes that were drilled, we've had some outstanding assays. And there was one particular hole where, you know, we had 105 metres of nearly 2% copper in that hole, and that was from 46 metres of depth. And then we're finding significant grades of copper, zinc, lead and silver.
Let me stop you there for a moment, Paul, because I just, for those that don't understand, when you say 105 metres at almost 2% copper, why is that a standout?
Well, because if you think of the existing mining, copper mining operations around the world, they're averaging a grade of around 0.5%. Oh. So we're looking at a deposit that's potentially nearly four times that grade. So obviously across the deposit, that grade number will come down. But we're looking at a serious deposit here at Anedon.
And you mentioned it was at about 46 metres, so it's shallow?
Very much so. And that's one of the real advantages of this Anedon deposit. Also, it's about 10 kilometres outside of Halls Creek, only about 3 kilometre drive off the highway. So access to infrastructure and the ability to develop this as a near-term open pittable deposit is very exciting.
So what's the plan now? Right now, because I look at Orking Mining, share price has been fairly stable, if you like, at about 17 cents. Talk to my audience about where you see the value upside is from an investor point of view.
Yeah, well, Kerry, I suppose that's my challenge now. So we're dealing with an asset that's been around for some time. We've done a considerable amount of work last year, and we believe we've upgraded and pushed that project closer to the development curve. And yeah, so we're focusing on developing a significant amount of copper, zinc, silver metal in this deposit. And there's even some molybdenum that's appearing in, and good grades of molybdenum in this deposit as well. So my challenge is really to bring this opportunity to the awareness of, you know, investors large and small. We've certainly had a big reaction over the last week or so with these results coming out. But it's been sold back down again, and that's the nature of the game. But, you know, my challenge is really to, you know, keep people up to date, bring the story to as many investors as I can, and I think the story will sell itself.
Well, that's good to know as well. But before I go on to the size of the resort, the deposit, and what you're doing next, you mentioned moly. Just remind me and my audience, why is moly important? What is
Well, it's a very, very high valued and rare metal that has different. I suppose it's as an alloy, it has a very, very high melting point. It's over 2,000 degrees. So it certainly as an alloy in some of those industries where you've got metals that require high resistivity to heat. So. But having done a little bit of study on that, it's got some health applications. For the human health perspective, it's been around for quite a long time, but it's just not that plentiful. So And it's usually mined not as a standalone, but as a byproduct of, you know, copper operations. So look, we're right in the pitting zone with something like this. It really caught us by surprise, Kerry. There had been no indication of molybdenum in this project before we did our drilling last year, and we're finding quite a bit of it. And again, at, you know, reasonably shallow, you know, just around 100 metres of depth.
You are going only shallow. Would you put any deeper holes? Do you think this deposit could go deeper and wider?
Yes. It's still open. It's still open at depth. And that's part of the work that we're doing at the moment. There's two deposits that comprise this project. There's Oneidon and San Diego. They're about 5 kilometres or 8 kilometres apart. Again, very close to the main highway, Highway 1 up there. So they're very, very close together. San Diego is more deeper and into the sulfide material. The Oneidon deposit is closer to the surface. And look, they're still very much open at depth and along strike. And that'll be part of the work that we'll be focusing on with our drilling that'll start in, you know, April this year.
All right. So more drilling coming up. You've got about 6.8 million ounces. Just talk to me about the exploration and what you think this could develop into as an overall project. Because, again, what I'm trying to peel out of you, Paul, is for my investor audience out there, I just want to see where this could go potentially. And I'm excited about it.
Just to clarify, you mentioned 6.8 million. It's 6.8 million tonnes. That's our current resource estimate. So we've already got an existing JORC resource of 6.8 million tonnes of 1.3% copper, 4% zinc. There's some gold in there and also, you know, good grades of silver. So look, where we take this, you know, I suppose it's really about, you know, looking to establish Oneidon. There's some metallurgical test work that we're about to start. We're also in the middle of a resource upgrade process with the existing resources based on, you know, the drilling that we did last year. That's giving us a lot of confidence and some more knowledge around the two deposits. So we're looking to publish those results in the next, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. It's all about now, you know, well, there's a number of heads to this in terms of focusing on the development of Oneidon and San Diego, and then also expanding other we've got a couple of other really, really interesting areas that we're about to start drilling into as well across the, you know, the 500 square kilometre tenure package.
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, because I was going to say that there's some more exciting areas which could uncover a discovery for you, another one.
Kerry, there is a really interesting one, and I could go into more detail another time, but Northern Star did a lot of work on a prospect called Emile. And it was one of their, when they floated in the early 2000s, it was one of their main areas of focus when they started off life as a listed company. Did a lot of work on this deposit and then packed up and left it when they bought Paulsens gold mine. So this is sitting there. It's in our ground. We don't have our own resource estimate around that, but Northern Star published a resource estimate, and it would be very complementary. Once again, copper and zinc. So we're about to do some drilling into that deposit in the next month or so. So yeah, look, that's an area that we're really focused on as well.
So plenty of drilling coming up, ladies and gentlemen, which means plenty of news. Paul, we're running out of time for today's. Yep. You know how I like to finish these things up. I want three reasons why my audience, my beautiful community out there, should be sitting up and taking notice of AKN right now.
Yeah, well, my three things, Kerry, we're smack bang in the middle of the action in terms of minerals. We've got copper, zinc, silver. You look at the copper, you know, nearly $10,500 a tonne, zinc nearly $4,000 a tonne. Even old silver's starting to sneak up. The lead price is moving. We're in a perfect space in a project in Western Australia. The second thing is, as I mentioned before, the resource upgrade work that we're doing, we're looking to significantly increase the value or the number of the 6.8 million tonnes that we've presently got. And we think that should lead to a re-rating of our stock. Look, and then finally, at the moment, we're sitting there with an existing resource with copper, zinc, lead, silver, gold, and moly, and we've got a market cap of $12 million. So, look, I think, you know, if anybody wanted to spend a little bit of time, and by all means, give me a call if they want more information about the company. But we think with what we've already established and what we've got to come, we're a seriously undervalued proposition.
Thank you, Paul. I really appreciate you coming on Small Caps today. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Very strong copper, lots of drilling going on. $12 million market cap with a 6.8 million ton resource. You kind of scratch your head and go, really? Now, not investment advice, do your own research. And as Paul just said, if you want to know more, if you want to dig a little bit deeper, if you want to ask him some questions, pick up the phone. He'll always answer it. Anyway, Paul, great to see you. Thanks for joining me on Small Caps today.
Thanks again, Kerry. Appreciate it.